A plan to release the plan to save the Eurozone.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. French and German leaders met in Paris today to hammer out details of a proposal that will be released later this week when the rest of the European Union leaders are scheduled to tackle the debt crisis there. Today, in Italy, newly appointed Prime Minister Mario Monti goes to the parliament seeking big cuts and measures to boost growth. Like Greece and Portugal and Ireland before, Italy's borrowing costs have surged to unsustainable levels. The BBC's Andrew Walker is with us now from London with the latest on the European story. Hey, Andrew.
Good morning, Steve.
So ahead of this big meeting on Friday, what should we expect to see from French and German leaders at their meeting today?
I think we can expect them to agree the general direction they want to go in, which is to have a much stronger, more credible system of discipline over government budgets for countries in the Eurozone. But I think one of the things they're not going to resolve, my guess anyway, is they won't agree on exactly who should have the final say in enforcing it. The French President Sarkozy would like to have that done as a political thing, perhaps by leaders or finance ministers. The Germans want it done by the European Commission with the ultimate recourse to the European Court of Justice if necessary.
Is there a sense, Andrew, that we're actually going to get some solution to this problem? I mean, it seems like almost like a cat chasing its tail. You know, is anything happening here?
I think there's a distinct possibility that we will get some sort of decisions that will be conceived by the financial markets as being progress, but I don't think we're going to get the definitive solution, not least because if they do agree where they want to go at the end of this week, they still have a very difficult process amending European Union treaties, getting agreement by national parliaments, and in some cases getting them through referendums.
The BBC's Andrew Walker in London. Andrew, thank you.
My pleasure, Steve.
Well, here at home this week, President Obama is expected to put the pressure on Congress to approve his nominee to head the Consumer Protection Finance Bureau. Richard Cordray was Ohio's attorney general, but Republicans now want to say, or vow rather, to hold up any nominee until the bureau itself gets overhauled. Marketplace's Gregory Warner explains.
GOP senators have vowed to block any nominee until funding for the bureau is under congressional control. Chris Cukwell from the Center for Responsible Lending says the bureau's independence is the whole point.
You've got so much power vested in one person, unaccountable to Congress, unaccountable to really no one, someone that would be hard to remove.
GOP senators have vowed to block any nominee until funding for the bureau is under congressional control. Chris Cukwell from the Center for Responsible Lending says the bureau's independence is the whole point.
It's intentional in that it allows the bureau to be able to make decisions, and sometimes I think what may be tough decisions, without having to worry about having their funding cut off.
The CFPB is open for business now. They're hearing complaints about credit card companies. Later this month, they want to hear about problems with your mortgage lender. But the bureau needs Congress to approve a director before it can take on its policing role as Wall Street watchdog. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. European markets are up right now, about an average of 1%. Internet shopping was a hit last week. Comscore says online shoppers spent nearly $6 billion Monday through Friday of last week. That's a record. For the month of November through last week, online spending rose 15% over last year. Wall Street Friday, markets were flat, but the Dow was up for the week by 7%, the biggest weekly gain in 2.5 years.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. By Money Magazine, offering personal finance advice, ideas, and tips on managing your health, home, career, travel, tech, investments, and more. December's issue, Make Money in 2012, is on newsstands now. And by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org.
Congress is expected to continue debate this week on a payroll tax cut that goes away at the new year. Republicans want smaller cuts or none at all. Democrats want to pay for those cuts with a tax on wealthy Americans. But Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan says as it stands now, the tax cuts are already helping wealthier people, including himself. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
So how has the payroll tax cut worked in the past?
Oh, it's worked by magic.
Magic?
Yeah. The government takes $112 billion or so of Treasury securities and puts them into the Social Security Trust Fund for the money not going into the fund. And then for the cash not coming into the government went out and borrowed another $112 billion. Piece of cake.
Piece of cake. All right. So who's benefiting the most from these payroll tax cuts? I mean, are we talking about poorer people getting the benefits, the majority of them, or middle class, wealthy people?
Well, actually, we're talking about people like me who were paid north of $100,000 a year because I got from the current cut roughly $2,000, and the average employee got maybe $800, $700, $600, 2% of whatever his wages are.
This is extra money in your pocket, right? That's not being taken out of your paycheck.
That is correct, and I'm glad to have it.
What would happen if these tax cuts were allowed to expire at the end of the year, if they just went away?
Well, there'd be a lot less money being spent by people who really need these cuts to keep going. It wouldn't make any difference to me, but it would make a difference, I suspect, to the economy. If you look at what's going on, there's a big fear that if you eliminate this tax holiday, you're going to cut spending substantially by consumers.
Should we be thinking about tax cuts with all these painful budget cuts that we have up ahead?
Well, if you want to stimulate the economy by putting money in, which is what they're supposedly doing, this is a pretty good way to do it because you put it in, it'll get spent, it's simple, and it goes away in a year.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan in New York. Alan, thanks.
My pleasure, Steve.
And finally, for the person with everything, the perfect holiday gift, a water-powered jetpack that'll zoom you up 30 feet or more above water and allow you to float at thrilling speeds of around 5 miles an hour. The inventor, a guy named Raymond Lee, said he's been wanting one since he saw one as a kid in a James Bond movie. The jetpack, by the way, runs about $100,000. But that's the basic model. Flashier paint runs an extra $3,500. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
China's economy is so hot, it's immune from whatever's happening all the way over in Europe, isn't it?
A big export market is seeing slowing demand, and so that's hurting exporters throughout the region.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Asia and the European debt crisis. It is a small world after all, you know. That and the day's business news next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.